A new report warns that Australia's native wildlife could see disastrous effects from non-native plants and animals. Experts at the National Science Agency, the CSIRO, are predicting much of the country's native plants and animals are in danger. They believe they could disappear by 2050 unless urgent action is taken. Non-native species have invaded Australia and threaten to overrun native plants and animals. Invasive animals include European rabbits, which overrun two-thirds of Australia, wild house cats, pigs, and foxes. Introduced species are endangering more than 80% of Australia's threatened species. The report is called Fighting Plagues and Predators, Australia's Path Towards a Pest and Weed-Free Future. It notes what researchers believe is an upcoming wave of new extinctions. The study was done by the Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization, or CSIRO, a government agency. Andy Shepherd is CSIRO's research director for biosecurity. He said Australia's colonization by the British more than 200 years ago has left harmful environmental effects. Look, Australia as a lot of post-British colonial countries suffered from a huge amount of introduction of exotic species early in their colonization histories, he said. He added that there were groups set up to purposefully introduce plants and animals, so the Europeans felt more at home. Australia, just like New Zealand, has suffered as a result. Australia, unfortunately, has the worst record internationally for mammalian extinction, he said, and noted that this has much to do with the activities of introduced cats and foxes. The report, released on November 23rd, estimated the cost of the damage caused by invasive species in Australia at about $18 billion each year and growing. The study said that immediate action was needed to stop the spread of invasive species and protect Australia's irreplaceable native animals and plants. Traditionally, chemical and biological controls have been used to manage wild pest populations. There are debates about these methods, and some supporters of animals have criticized them as inhumane. Scientists in Australia are working on genetic pest control methods. Testing is underway on small laboratory animals, but a so-called working system could be up to 5 years away. One possible biocontrol includes limiting their ability to reproduce. I'm Gregory Stockel.